the troubled Delaware County hospital system. It is owned at the moment by a for-profit company called Prospect Medical Holdings. Prospect is already closed to hospitals, and they're attempting to sell the Crozier system, but there could be trouble brewing.
And that's because Prospect is already struggling to sell assets in Rhode Island and Connecticut. And if that carries over to Delaware County, well, it could leave patients stranded. Our suburban reporter, Kenny Cooper, has been tracking this story and joins us now in Studio 2. Kenny, welcome back to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Kenny, remind folks, what does Prospect own in Delaware County and what have they done with those assets so far?
So Prospect is a for-profit hospital management company that owns hospitals in California, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, right? And in Pennsylvania, the asset that we all know it for is Crozier Health, which is the four-hospital system in Delaware County. So that includes Delaware County Memorial, which is now closed, Springfield Hospital, which is now closed, Taylor Hospital, and Crozier Chester Medical Center.
So four major hospitals.
Four major hospitals.
But imagine serving a lot of people in Delaware County.
Of course, right. So it owns all those assets, of course, some of the assets on the side that may have Crozier's name on it. And what Prospect has been trying to do over the past year in some of these other states is offload its assets and its hospital properties. So in Rhode Island and Connecticut, they're also undergoing that process. What has happened as of late is that Rhode Island and Connecticut are actually farther down along that process than Pennsylvania is. So while Pennsylvania's hospitals are for sale for Crozier, we don't even know how many bidders there are, let alone if there's any bidders at all. The process is confidential. But the situations going on in Connecticut and Rhode Island kind of offer us an insight into our future, even if they can find a potential partner.
So break down what's happening in those other states.
So in Connecticut, you had a situation where Yale New Haven Health, which is connected to Yale, very wealthy, agreed to acquire the hospitals in Connecticut that Prospect owns. They went through that entire process, and in 2023, they were returned to the deal table to seek a reduction in price because they found that, you know, Prospect owed $67 million in taxes.
Wow. Like once they dug into this deal, they saw that there was stuff going on with Prospect they did not like.
Exactly. You know, when you enter into these fact-finding agreements,
you do due diligence.
Yeah. You take a look under the hood and you might not like what you see. And that's what happened. You know, Yale, New Haven sought that relief and they didn't get it. So now they're, you know, asking to toss the deal out entirely.
Wow.
They want to back away from the table. So that's one option, right? And then in Rhode Island, you have a situation where Prospect has found a nonprofit potential buyer. The catch is that this nonprofit potential buyer is not well liked by some of the unions and some of the, you know, spectators, healthcare spectators in the state, because this hospital does not have this nonprofit does not have a history of managing and owning hospitals. So you're asking a nonprofit without experience to step in and save these hospitals, which are in financial and physical disarray.
And so we have local leaders that are sounding the alarm. What is their fear here?
Their fear is that the issues happening in Rhode Island and Connecticut could trickle down to us, not only in a sense that, hey, this may be our future, but the delay in these deals puts a cash crunch on Prospect.
It weakens Prospect.
Yeah. And it makes them even less attractive as a business partner to acquire their hospitals if they're having all these issues. So the longer it takes, the worse it gets.
And so then what happens potentially to the hospitals, the remaining hospitals in Delaware County under the Crozier Health umbrella, if Prospect can't find a partner for a deal?
So it's unclear at the moment what that future would bring. You know, they have a time, you know, frame that they have to get these deals done by. But the question a lot of people are asking is if the issue is money for a lot of these systems, is it on Pennsylvania, on Pennsylvania's legislators, on Pennsylvania's governor, on Pennsylvania officials to provide the financial support needed to get a deal across the finish line?
So not for Pennsylvania to necessarily own the hospitals, but to provide some subsidy to get the deal over the finish line.
Exactly.
So that hospitals don't close.
Right.
Okay.
So what is in the toolbox for our local leaders? What is the potential impact here? You just mentioned all the hospitals that have already closed. What would happen if Crozier Health were to shut down? And what tools would they have?
Well, if that were to happen, it'd be a nightmare. Right now, local officials are in conversations with some of the nearby health providers to see if there's contingency plans that they can put in place. It's unclear what those plans are. But really, they've tried to exercise a few tools. You know, on the one hand, there's not much they can do in Pennsylvania. Our healthcare regulations are extremely, extremely weak, especially compared to other mid-Atlantic states. So what they've been trying to do is there any way we can shore up legislation to ensure this never happens again? So you have several bills, you know, in the state house and in the state senate that are pending that would create this necessary healthcare regulation in backbone, really, because we're missing the skeleton to ensure that this doesn't happen.
Real quickly, as we close, sense of a timeline here.
So I believe by mid-July, you know, Prospect has to find some type of partner, interested bidder, and then it would be up to the Attorney General's office and the other parties involved to decide if they want to grant an extension or not. And I think a court would have to sign off on that. But it's really foggy.
Mid-July, we'll keep our eye on that date. Kenny Cooper, WHYY Suburban Reporter, thanks for all of your great reporting on this topic.
Thanks for having me.